All righty. Hey, hey, hey. It's about 21 minutes away from 9 o'clock. And look who's here.
Hey.
Hey. It's Denise York from Coffeeville Reawakening. And she's got a list of things that's going on affecting the cultural scene. And
Short list.
Well, you got a list, though.
That's right.
As someday it may happen that a victim must be found. I've got a little list. It's a little Gilbert and Sullivan there for
okay,
you.
Okay, because yeah. I don't even know what that is.
You and everybody else listening.
Okay.
It's just, I did that just for nobody's amusement but my own.
You know, being on the Midland board, I'm not a theater person.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them are, and they have all these references, and I'm just
oh, yeah, I'm definitely a theater guy. You know, I ran the Broadway channel at XM Satellite Radio for 2 years. So
okay, so you know that.
I'm Mr. Theater. I am your jovial impresario.
You knew all the songs, right?
Yeah, well, a lot of them.
Yep.
A lot of the older ones, I should say, because I am one of the older ones. So what do you got for us today, Denise?
I got a couple of thank yous to start out with. So the fire department here in town.
Yeah, thank you, fire department.
Yes, mm-hmm. They helped out at the Youth Garden, which is part of Coffeeville's Reawakening, and we wanted to let them know how much we appreciate the things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then our 50th Class of 72 reunion was last weekend, and we want to thank the Midland. I mean, we just had a great time.
And how's all you old-timers doing?
We only had one broken bone.
Oh, so you see?
That's great.
Yeah, I went 67 years, 4 months, and 7 days without ever breaking a bone. And then, boom.
But now's the time in our lives
that
things like that start happening. So we were very fortunate.
At least it wasn't a hip.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we had a great time, and, you know.
Was there much just catching up? A lot of people go to these things just to see, look at her.
Well, we're past that. I think that's for the 10 and 20-year reunion.
Right,
you're kind of checking people out. And when you get up to the 50, it's like, who's here?
I've got so many friends on Facebook that I went, to elementary school with. And every now and then I look at them and say, well, how is it that I'm the same age as all these old people?
Exactly.
Yeah.
we did have a memory board, though. We had 62 people in our class that have passed on. So.
Oh, that's just the passed on. I was in a class of 40 total.
Okay.
I'm just wondering how many of us are left.
We had a pretty big class, though. Ours was 280, something like that. So
our 50th will be next year, and come hell or high water, I want to be there for that.
You need to be, So we're going to have a 55th. So we figure we'd be able to do every 5 years now.
Keep hope alive.
That's right.
Denise, keep hope alive.
Yep. So. Mm-hmm.
Was there anything like awards for who came the furthest?
We did not. It was basically just getting together and talking, and they toured the Midland Theater. Mm-hmm. Some went to the Dalton Museum. Brown Mansion.
I forgot how much I like this place.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great small town to grow up in.
Yep.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, we did the pictures for all. We used to have several grade schools in town before we combined them into one. So, we did pictures for each grade school class.
Cool.
It was really a good time. So,
Most folks age pretty well, did they? Or was there maybe one or two you're like, you kind of melted, didn't you there, Jim?
if we didn't have our name tags on, there would have been a lot of...
Well, when I shaved off my beard, you haven't really noticed that yet.
I didn't.
Yeah,
no.
I had about 6-inch growth of hair on my face last time we were speaking.
Okay, well, here's why I didn't. Because my husband would grow his beard out, and then for random reasons, walk in without it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't notice those...
But then every time you guys change your hairstyle or comb it a little bit differently, we're supposed to notice anything different? And we have to sleep on the couch if we don't notice it.
So, not me.
Not you, maybe.
Yeah,
but
if you don't notice it, that's fine. But no, he'll start.
Right.
I'll ask him, did you forget to shave or are you growing it out again? I mean, I'd never know.
Right.
So, it's just a...
Well, with me, it was a week ago today. And it was just a hot, miserable day and I'm suffering, and I went into the bathroom, and I looked at myself in the mirror, and I said, oh, you got to go. Off you come. And so the next day, I'm in here, and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance LLC comes in. He's one of our regular Friday guests. And he's looking at me. He's like, are you feeling okay, Bill? Yeah, I'm all right. You just look like you might be down about something. I said, you know what it is? It's the beard. He goes, oh, my God, it's the beard. You don't have a beard anymore. So maybe that contributes also to my weight loss. I've lost about 20 pounds since this whole ankle episode began.
Well, no, I'm not one to notice things like that because I just kind of...
But the reason I brought all that up is because my older friends on Facebook, they say I'm more recognizable now as that cheerful chestnut brown haired fellow they knew in elementary and high school without the beard that I was with. So
okay, yeah.
So that was
I can see that.
Yeah. So. Of course, if Santa Claus lived in southeast Kansas in summer, he would shave the beard too. That's more of a North Pole accessory.
Well, he's got enough time to grow it back for the fall and winter.
Well, I'm not going to grow it really long again. I'm going to have a beard, but it's just not going to be, you know, Grandpa Whiskers over here again. So what else you got?
I wanted to remind everybody Friday night about the Coffeyville Municipal Band, and they are pairing up with the 35th Infantry Band.
Right, we had David Wiggins in here, I think it was Tuesday, talking up the band. It's 35th Infantry Division Band from the Kansas Army National Guard.
Yep, it's 7 p.m. at Spencer Rounds Theater, and, you know, we just... I'd like to see the community support. You know, we don't support music as well as we should. You know, so come on out and see them because they put in a lot of work. And
there's a lot of music to be enjoyed in the area.
Yep. And, you know, David's really worked with the municipal band and the high school.
He's a heck of a guy.
He is. Yeah. You know, he's just really putting a lot of effort into this. And with the 35th Infantry coming, I mean, I would love to go. I've got a prior engagement that I can't break.
You bet, folks better go or else they'll occupy the town.
Right. Or they won't come back.
They'll put their trumpets and tubas and stuff down and come back with howitzers.
Or they'll say, you know, we didn't get much support.
So hi, Penny.
How are you?
Penny's walking in.
Hi. How are you, Denise?
Was there something you needed? You wanted to write something here? Write it on this here. So, because this calendar expires as of today. My little what am I doing today calendar thing over here.
I have a, by the hour. Right?
Yeah. It's a very friendly place here. Have you noticed? People just kind of come and go. You're on the air. It's like, hey, what's going on in there? Well, you see we're on the radio here.
Very relaxed, right?
But we like that about Penny. Yeah. What do we got here? July 12th. I think I got that here. All right.
I put it on that calendar in there.
Pardon me?
You rock.
What are we doing on the 12th?
It's somebody coming in to talk about Labette County Fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're scheduling the show even as we speak. All right, see you later, Penny. And it's like it's like Fibber McGee and Molly.
Right.
People just dropping in, and doorbell ringing, people knocking.
So if you're driving down 8th Street, you know, pull into the building, come on in, and we'll open the door for you.
Yeah.
So, Vaudinville.
I like that idea, that title, Vaudinville.
Yep.
Back in the day, though, they used to pronounce it Vaudeville. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Well, I did.
Another theater thing I don't know about. So
Vaudeville. Now, it's a burlesque.
Now I do.
Okay.
August 6th, 7 p.m., Spencer Rounds. Tickets are available now online. So just mark your calendars on that one. It's always a good time, and it is our fundraiser for the Midland Theater to keep our operations going, pays the electric bill, insurance, and everything.
Right.
So.
Looking forward to the day when that theater is up and running and fully utilized. And,
The construction should be starting on the front of house here in the next month. So.
And then we get that interior worked out so people can actually start watching shows in there again.
Absolutely.
That'd be great.
Yeah, it would. I mean, we need a community space to meet that's open it back up to these kids that haven't seen it yet.
To see them with a movie without having to drive someplace else to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, we do have our outdoor movie nights.
True.
It's not the same.
Not quite the same, but it's still movies.
Yep.
Moving
that's
pictures.
True.
Moving pictures, like they used to call them. The flicker shows.
Exactly. And then the last thing I wanted to touch base on was Summer Celebration.
Right. And that's coming up a week from
Saturday.
Yeah.
Yep. Saturday after.
Big doings. And, you know, we're giving people free entries into that drawing for the VIP booth.
I've got those all up to date so far and been selling a few of the tickets. So, last chance, last 4 or 5 days to be able to
get a move on, get your tickets. But I will be giving them away until I'm out of them. So, about one a day. You know, it's just when you never know when I'm going to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
I don't even know.
But you can go online, you know, purchase the tickets or the Chamber, Liebert's, CACF, and Coffield's Reawakening. We're all selling, you know, the tickets.
We've got the the QC code.
Yes.
The QR code. I don't even know what the hell that is.
QR code.
It's a boxy little weird-looking thing, you know.
We have some table tents around town, like at Sunflower and the Yoke, and where you can go in and you just scan the QR code.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you right to the raffle.
And I don't know why I'm so resistant to it, Denise. They're so easy. You just put your camera up to it. It's not like you have to enter codes into your computer or anything.
It's that unknown world.
Yeah.
You know, the
dark
side.
Yeah.
You don't know where it's going.
Yeah, I want to clip a coupon.
Yeah. But it's safe. So go out. You can buy, you know, purchase your chances there. And you get a chance to be in the VIP viewing booth.
Now, what's that like if you're in the VIP booth?
It is, it's in the arena.
Uh-huh.
And it's front row. What Mike Bradley tells me, it's like sitting in front of a big screen TV watching the fireworks, because you see everything. And then he says the floor is metal. It's kind of a metal stand, so when the booms go off,
you
guess
feel
it vibrates.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a 3D effect.
Sense around.
That's right.
Remember the old Sense Around movies?
Yeah,
like Earthquake, when that came out. Earthquake, I think it was 1972 or something like that. They actually had speakers, big bass speakers, so that when the earthquake was happening, it would send out a low rumble. But they found the problem with that was it was wrecking a lot of theaters.
Oh, okay.
Some of the older theaters, the vibrations were just bringing down the plaster and everything.
Well, this shouldn't happen there.
Well, it's metal.
Yeah,
you know, we're talking a different structure altogether.
And then in this VIP viewing booth, I mean, you look out over the arena and you can see all that. Mm-hmm. But then if you turn around, the stage for where the bands are playing.
Right.
They're viewable from there. So you'll get this stand from 6 until 11:30. Watch the bands. Just be your kind of a center place to rest your feet and wait for the next activity to come, or listen to the band.
Yeah, just think of it as like the old gladiator movies, you know, when the emperor sitting up there giving his little benedictions to the crowd and everything. Everybody who's not in the VIP booth is going to be looking at you in the VIP booth with a degree of jealousness that you'll never achieve at any other time in your life.
Well, so the thing about this is, because of the fireworks, nobody's allowed in the arena.
Uh-huh.
So they can't be in the stadium, but they have measured back so they know that this is in a safe area.
Right.
So that,
hence, front rows viewing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be very limited. So, you know, it'll, you and 24 of your closest friends or
perfect strangers that you just happen
to
gather.
Exactly.
Yeah, family that you might still be talking to.
I
like that. Okay.
And then we do have parking inside the arena for those people, so you know, it'll be a short walk up and get to see everything. So, you know, take a chance.
It's coming up a week from Saturday,
and then the proceeds for that are it's going for the next extension on the Christmas tree for the plaza. So,
well, soon we'll have the biggest Christmas tree anywhere in the world.
Working
on it.
We're kind of shooting
make them jealous there at Rockefeller Center in New York.
Okay, well, that's like an 80-footer, so that's
not
going to happen.
It could. If folks donate, you don't sell yourself short over there, Denise.
I would even hate to ask for the quote on that one. I mean, we just got the quote on the other, and it's
humana, 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 humana.
It gets expensive because you build it from the ground.
Right.
So it's the bigger rings.
But how big is it now?
It is 24 foot now.
Well, we're getting there.
And then,
another 60 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what that
maybe
would
be. Maybe by the time our grandchildren are our age, you know.
We're kind of looking just to get to the top of the Perkins Building.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I think that would be a good.
So if it's Perkins Building high, you know you're a success.
Yeah. And we're not counting the 3-foot star on top.
Oh, okay. So, don't count the star then.
Right. So,
all right.
It could be, if we get the 2-foot, go to 26.
Mm-hmm.
29 by by Christmas.
And then we'll be happy.
Yep.
All right, Denise York, Coffeeville Reawakening. Was there anything else you wanted to?
Nope, just going to, you know, the FOP Cornhole
Tournament,
the fun run and everything that's going on at Summer Celebration. Make sure you show up. And if you have any time at all, get with me and let's volunteer for something.
Right. And just don't forget, vendors.
Lots of vendors.
Yeah, patronize the vendors. Get yourself like a fried Twinkie dipped in whipped cream or something. That's good eating, lady. That's good eating right there. In Wisconsin, the state fair, we were very famous for our cream puffs. Is there like a item that's sold at Coffeeville Summer Celebration that's like a fried Oreo?
Probably. Yeah.
Pork chop on a stick.
I try to stay away from that stuff. You know, yeah, the 2 foot long hot dogs and stuff. Yeah.
My wife and I, we weren't married yet, but we went to the Iowa State Fair 4 years ago. Big old brine-soaked turkey legs.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah,
delicious. Yeah. You feel like Henry VIII, you know, just holding this big old leg, just chawing on it, you know? All right, Denise York, Coffeeville Reawakening, thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you, sir.
You betcha, right here in the Mighty 690 KGGF.